The World This Week. Business.
Investors responded positively to General Electric's decision to oust John Flannery as chief executive. He had held the job for a year, a blink of an eye compared with his two predecessors, Jeff Immelt, 16 years, and Jack Welch, 20 years. During his abbreviated time in the job, Mr. Flannery announced a plan to refocus GE on three core areas: power, aerospace, and healthcare. But investors weren't happy at the slow pace of the turnaround, nor at GE's lackluster share price. The new CEO is Larry Culp, an outsider who joined the board this year.
Danske Bank removed Thomas Borgen as chief executive with immediate effect, following the revelation that much of the €200 billion, that's $230 billion in foreign money, mostly Russian, that flowed through a branch of the Danish bank in Estonia, had been laundered. Mr. Borgen had resigned, but offered to stay on until a replacement was named.
Facebook began an investigation into the source of a cyber attack that compromised the accounts of up to 50 million users, the biggest hack yet to hit the social network. It was another setback for the company, which has had to contend with privacy scandals and criticisms about the infiltration of its network by rogue groups.
Tesla's share price yo-yoed. It plunged by 15% after the Securities and Exchange Commission accused Elon Musk of making fraudulent statements when he tweeted in August that he planned to take the company private. It rebounded when Mr. Musk reached a quick settlement with the regulator, relinquishing his role as chairman but remaining chief executive. The electric car maker is also to strengthen its oversight of Mr. Musk's often mercurial communications. The imbroglio overshadowed Tesla hitting its production targets for the Model 3 for the first time. It produced 53,239 Model 3s in the latest quarter, but is still struggling with deliveries.
Honda said it would invest $2.75 billion in General Motors' autonomous vehicle development project. GM Cruise hopes to have its first cars on the road next year. Toyota and SoftBank, meanwhile, formed a strategic partnership to develop new mobility services.
Aston Martin's share price fell sharply on its first day of trading on the stock market. The British maker of sports cars priced its IPO at £19, that's $24.70 a share, giving it a lower valuation than it had sought.